From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump had his first solo press conference since becoming president January 20th. VOA's Bill Gallo reporting now from the White House.
It was an unprecedented back and forth between a U.S. president and the reporters who cover him. Donald Trump began by naming a replacement for a cabinet choice who withdrew because of opposition within his own Republican Party. Touted his accomplishments so far.
We have made incredible progress. I don't think there's ever been a president elected who in this short period of time has done what we've done.
And delivered a constant barrage of criticism for the media.
The press honestly is out of control. The level of dishonesty is out of control.
That was just in the first 5 minutes of the 77 he spent with the media. Trump was asked repeatedly about reports that his campaign advisors were in regular contact with Russia.
Russia is fake news. This is fake news put out by the media.
And he said it could hurt any relationship he might develop with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Bill Gallo, The White House.
At a meeting of NATO members in Brussels, U.S. Defense Chief James Mattis ruled out any military collaboration between the U.S. and Russia because of current conditions. He says they're not ideal. Relations have reached their lowest point since the Cold War because of Moscow's alleged meddling in last year's U.S. elections and its continued aggression toward Ukraine. Mattis said before any military cooperation takes place, Russia must prove itself able to comply with international law. An Islamic State suicide bomber killed at least 75 people, wounded about 250 others, inside a crowded Shiite shrine in southern Pakistan. Reuters reporting 30 of those killed were children. A wave of attacks have killed and wounded many this week across Pakistan. This is VOA News. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations says the Trump administration absolutely supports a two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Nikki Haley's comments came a day after President Trump appeared to diverge from the long-standing U.S. policy, saying he could live with either a one- or two-state solution to the conflict. That story now from Margaret Bashir at the UN.
UN envoy Nikki Haley made clear the United States still supports a two-state solution, but is exploring all options for a peace deal that both sides would accept.
We absolutely support a two-state solution, but we are thinking out of the box as well, which is, what does it take to bring these two sides to the table?
She said that ultimately any solution is going to come from the Israelis and the Palestinian Authority, and the United States is just there to support the process. Margaret Bashir, the United Nations.
Special advisor to the UN Special Envoy for Syria, Jan Egeland, says people are dying there because relief workers cannot reach them with aid. He also said it was better when the United States and Russia, co-chairs of the Humanitarian Access Task Force for Syria, worked together in pushing for humanitarian access.
We were great when there was co-leadership by the United States and Russia last year. We have not seen that of late. We have not had as much progress of late. I think that can come back. I am convinced it will come back.
Humanitarian task force was formed a year ago this week because people in besieged areas in Syria were starving to death. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence visiting Munich and Brussels during the next few days, his first overseas trip. Senior White House foreign policy advisor says the trip is an opportunity for the vice president to reassure American allies and partners and also lay out the Trump administration priorities for the transatlantic relationship. South Korean authorities say they have arrested the 48-year-old head of Samsung in connection with his alleged role in the corruption scandal that has led to the impeachment of President Park Geun-hye. Billionaire businessman Lee Jae-yoon is suspected of paying Park's influential friend Choi Soon-sil $36 million in return for the president's help to secure the approval of a state-run pension fund for a 2015 merger of two Samsung affiliates. Park has denied all charges against her. She has been suspended from office, and the Constitutional Court is reviewing the impeachment decision. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.